And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Wayne Hansen.
Yes! Yes!
It is the Earshot 20, and counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation. And for the life of me, I don't know why I don't have a regular intro, but I have the welcome back or the coming back into the second hour of the program intro for you.
That's awesome.
It's just for you. It's just for you. And if you're just joining us, we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Enman, and on the other side of the mic is the always ecstatic Wayne Hansen. And he's going to tell you what you'll find if you head on over to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Yeah, so check it out. All kinds of stuff, including a review right now on Little Miss Higgins and Winnipeg 5. So check that out. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we'll do a feature which includes an interview and we'll spin some tracks from your latest release. We did that today for Cole Savoy of Bad People from St. John, New Brunswick. Thank you very much for joining us. And we hope you'll check out their music, badpeople.bandcamp.com.
And that is a beauty of a release.
Very good. Very good music. All right. We're going to start the countdown now at number 10. And Wayne is going to let you know what's going to be coming up.
In at number 10, we have Liars. And,
and yeah, we do.
Mask Maker by Liars.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong paper.
Oh, Wayne. Here I am
on the intro and I blew it.
You're gonna get it before the hour's up. I know it. I just know it. All right, here's number 20. It is Liars, Mask Maker. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 9.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 8.
Trading places, time
Very Wayne Hansen-esque, that whole that whole track. I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much, I think. So there you heard Doves by Future Islands, in at number 8 from 22 last week. So
big jump.
Climbing the charts. Before that, you heard Joyland you heard Trust by Joy. No, Joyland by Trust.
Yeah.
And before that, you heard Mask Maker by Liars. And that really eclectic kind of set that was.
And lots of entrances into the charts this week, including in the last hour of the program, two debuts, Gord Downie and the Sadies and Odonis Odonis. And a big jump for Liars, number 49 to number 10 this week. It's probably the biggest jump on the charts.
Yeah, and up 39.
I wager a bet. Or I think to ponderin', or however, whatever other, I don't know. Anyway, I think that they might climb the charts even higher is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I think you're probably bang on with that.
They might be moving on up, if you will. Wheezy. Yeah.
That's a great reference, pal.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's old school.
It is old
school. I'm kicking it old school.
We're
with that one.
Moving on up.
Oh, for some live entertainment in the booth?
Hey, we could have done that, yeah.
Yeah, could have turned this into a karaoke show or something. And Brian really would have been mad then. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland's out. That's what I meant to say. And Wayne Hansen is in studio.
And it's good to be here.
And it's always so much fun when you're here.
It's a blast. We have a lot of fun.
We do.
If people could see the crazy stuff that we're doing off air,
We'd be arrested.
This show would no longer be on the air.
That's right. But they can't see it. So just use your imagination, folks. Use your imagination. All right. We're going to keep the countdown going. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear again from Stephen Karlick talking. This is really neat. I won't give it away, but something that Jack White did on Record Store Day, trying to set a record himself.
Oh, I heard this. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But first, we've got some more tracks to bring you, and Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up.
Coming up next, we have Control Me by Candle, followed by No Thoughts, Cloud Nothings.
Here is your number 8. It is Candle, Control Me. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I can tell.
Number 6.
All right, there you heard No Thoughts, Cloud Nothings. Before that, Control Me, Candle.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. Here we go, counting down the top 10 albums and taking a break from that for this moment to chat with Stephen Karlick again and more entertainment news to bring you. We kick things off with some news about Jack White.
Yeah, anyone who knows and loves Jack White will know that he's previously tried to sort of push the boundaries of what you can do in music, both musically and sort of in more novel ways, and he's tried again to break a Guinness World Record. He previously tried to do so by playing the world's shortest show, which was a one-note show he played in Canada, actually, on the East Coast.
Oh, jeez.
But this weekend, he celebrated Record Store Day by setting out to create the world's fastest released record. He recorded a live track in Nashville, where his studios are, to fans, and pressed it on vinyl and sold it within the same day. He accomplished the feat in less than 4 hours, and Third Man, his record label's website, proudly declared that music went from studio to store in 3 hours, 55 minutes, and 21 seconds. The first copies were sold to members of Whirlwind Heat, the band, but it was also sold to fans who came to see the show and then waited to buy a record, and only the same number of records as there were fans there were pressed. So if you weren't there to see the show, you also didn't get a record unless you're taking to eBay, but that'll be an expensive way to pick it up. The record was a live version of Lazaretto, the title track from his upcoming solo album, and it's backed with a cover of Elvis Presley's Power of My Love. And both of the songs were recorded in front of the audience at 10 a.m. local time at Third Man's facility in Nashville and rushed to United Record Pressing to be made into 7 inches.
Jack White loves to just do things that are out of the ordinary.
He's a
guy.
And it's a cool thing. Certainly there's a photo we published of him sort of holding it at the record pressing plant, and to turn it around that quickly is just sort of a, a novel idea, but he's done stuff like that before, and I think he's hoping that Guinness World Records is going to recognize this feat as worthy of the book.
Well, if you're a fan of Jack White, then get out there and start talking about it on social media. That can make a splash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, going to move on and talk about a reissue of Constantine's Shine a Light.
So Bri Webb, as many of you know, former singer of the Constantines, has a new solo album coming out. But as well, the Constantines have reformed this summer to do a few summer shows across the country. And so You've Changed Records and Sub Pop Records will both be making a repress of the band's most famous album, Shine a Light. The beloved 2003 album will be out on June 10th and will preserve the original 12-song track list, while three extra cuts will be included on a bonus 7-inch, including the B-sides from the CD singles of Nighttime and Young Lions. And this will be the first time they've been pressed on vinyl. A press release explains that, quote, "We had the original artwork re-photographed and rebuilt after it had been sitting in dank storage and getting moved and banged around, so it's kind of battered and gnarly and looks great. First orders of the record will be on orange vinyl, so that's cool. And as I mentioned, they'll be playing a few reunion dates at Canadian festivals, including in Toronto for Field Trip Festival, in Sackville, New Brunswick for Sappy Fest, in Ottawa for Arboretum Festival, and in Peterborough, Ontario for Peterborough Folk Festival. There may be more dates yet to be announced, and those will come shortly if they are to be announced.
Well, fans of the Constantines can look forward to that. And of course, you can visit the Exclaim website. And also, you have the link there for fans who might want to pre-order the reissue. All right, one more story, and then we'll throw it over to you, Stephen, for your pick of the week. But first, you've got an album review to tell us about, and it's Khalees.
Yeah, this is sort of an album that I wanted people to know about and hear about. Anyone who's picked up the new issue of Exclaim, which is out now, will have seen that Khalees, the R&B soul singer, is on the cover this month for her new album, Food, which our reviewer calls musically delicious and sonically nutritious. Food themes dominate the album and reveal Khalees's passion as a recently certified chef. She is actually a professional sommelier, for those who might be interested. But the new album is absolutely amazing. It's sort of a throwback soul record, but it's also very modern, very funky, very soulful. Songs like Cobbler, Fish Fry, Biscuits and Gravy, and my song pick, which is actually, it's called Jerk Ribs. It's really, really an amazing song, perfect for the summer, perfect for any dance party, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
I love everything. Let them play, forget the time.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard It's Cool by Kevin Drew. That's in at number 5, down from number 3 last week. And before that, Jerk Ribs. I can't read my writing.
No, I think you've gone and messed something up here.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, that's what we just heard. Kevin Drew. Oh, yeah, I did mess something up.
The War on Drugs.
The War on Drugs. Lost in the Dream.
Oh, man.
Maybe Brian will be back next week.
It was Burning, The War on Drugs. And before that, Kevin Drew. And the Jerk Ribs was Steven's Song Pick of the Week. It was an extra this week by Khalees.
And that's what I apologize. What was. That's where I went wrong.
That is. It's okay, though. Don't worry about it. You'll get it next
time.
Gotcha. You'll get it next time. All right. A few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Another countdown is done. So we are going to move on to our next track. And it's the number 3 this week. Not a lot of movement in the top 3.
No, pretty solid.
It's pretty good. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Wayne, and you can let them know what's coming up.
Coming up next, the Tokyo Police Club.
And you're going to hear a song called Hot Tonight. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And there we go. That is number one, Brother Mac DeMarco. And we have kind of a sibling rivalry happening in number one and number two, because in number two is The Three Sisters by Timber Timber. And finally, capping the top three, Hot Tonight, Tokyo Police Club.
It's not too hot in here, though.
It's not. It's cold port city.
Cold as ice.
Cold as ice cream.
Cold as ice. I don't know.
If it's cold as ice.
Yeah, what's the
willing to sacrifice our love.
That's right. Oh, you got it. You win. You're the winner.
The prize pack.
If you're just joining us, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The countdown is complete for another week. I'd like to thank Wayne Hansen for joining me.
High fives.
In the studio this week, filling in for Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. And a little bit about the show. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing this program. We also are online. Radio4all.net is where you can download the program, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for joining us. And join us again next week for a brand new countdown and much more. Stick around. There's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.